Welcome to Talking Too Loud.
Okay, that's what I did. I got too excited.
Okay. Welcome to Talking Too Fast.
Yeah, welcome to Talking Too Fast, Chris Savage. Welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. Today, we have Sarah Dolly, Director of Content at Hootsuite. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm caffeinated. I am not well rested, so what could go wrong?
That's just how it is at a conference.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you do two dinners last night like I did?
Yeah. And I have two tonight, too.
Do you really?
That's great. It's insane.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to dive deep on social media.
Okay.
But first, I have to ask you the question.
Yes.
What's got you talking too loud?
Leaving the house. I haven't done it in a long time, and here I am.
You're really doing it.
Real people, you know, they can see my hands, and I'm not just like talking to my laptop.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been really refreshing, like energizing.
Yeah.
But really validating
too.
Like I, you know, posted on LinkedIn recently about bringing dead mice to my boss, which sounds creepy, but it's just like being the little cat that brings its owner a win to be like, hey, I'm doing good stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like being here is kind of helping me fight the urge to not do that.
That's awesome.
And sort of fighting back against that imposter syndrome, because it's like, I'm here. I took a plane. I left the house.
Yeah.
Because I have stuff to say that people care about.
Yeah.
And I deserve to be here. So get out of your house.
That's awesome. I noticed a similar thing here where, you know, I'm sure you're doing the same thing. We're looking at quantitative numbers all the time and how things are performing and how many impressions something got and how much this ad was seen and how many people clicked through. And it's really easy to forget that, like, those numbers of followers and stuff are, like, real human beings.
Yes,
and then you're here and you talk to someone like, oh, I saw this or I love that or I'm doing that. It really, for me, changes my perspective.
Yeah. And also, like, the quantity versus quality. So, for example, we did a session yesterday with Thinkific and got a lot of feedback in the moment. But then one woman came up to me afterwards and said, that was the perfect session that I needed to hear at this moment.
Yeah.
And that was one piece of feedback that if I had gotten that maybe digitally, it wouldn't have resonated. I'd be like, great, super. But did I get like 90% positive feedback or whatever the metric is?
Yeah.
But in person, it's like, oh, that hits. That
you know, hits. It's I've been talking to people about that because I think like on the product side, at least like for us at Wistia, there's like a religion around customer feedback. So if you use our product and you give us feedback, and it's like really specific, like I like this, I don't like that, everyone scrambles. And there's a belief, like if you take that feedback and you do something with it, you're going to build a better product.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that on the go-to-market side, we do exactly what you're saying. Like we get all these comments and you don't treat them like a real human being just said it.
Yeah.
And if you did, it would, I think it would change a lot of what we do.
100%. Yeah. And like, good segue to social. Like,
oh yeah,
that's where all that stuff lives and breathes because people are giving you that feedback through their personal profiles.
Yeah.
Right? They're not giving it to you in a survey or in a G2 review. Like, that's them with their own picture, their own name most of the time.
Unless it's an anonymous avatar, NFT or something. Yeah.
Right. But then they're like, they're expressing a very personal thing to you in a personal place. Like, I think brands forget a lot of the time that social media is a personal space.
Yes.
Brands may have infiltrated it.
Yeah.
But it is a social, personally curated arena.
And let's go deeper there. Yeah. So you've been a key player in evolving Hootsuite's social strategy. What's one content trend that you think is overhyped? And what's one that deserves more attention from marketers?
Okay, so overhyped. Well, it's going to sound bad, but I'm the only one from Hootsuite here, so no one can find me. Mindlessly jumping on social trends.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Your brand's not cool enough. I'm sorry. Your brand is not cool enough, like hot take.
Yeah.
To jump on most of those trends fast enough to not look super lame.
Yeah, yeah.
So find the right trends.
You think the downside is too big?
I do,
For most people.
Yeah, I do. Because most people can't get the content turned around quick enough, which means they've gone through a lengthy approval process, which means they've used resources, they've used time.
Yeah.
That's well better spent in other places. So I know it can be really tempting.
Can we go slightly further there? Because when you're talking about that, let's just for people watching, like, what timeline are you thinking is too late?
I mean, we could be talking about hours.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing,
literally
right,
hours.
Is like, if you see a trend and it's 3 days late, like, you're late.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing the Harlem Shake right now, you have a problem.
Could you imagine? Honestly, though, if you've seen a rule of thumb for me.
I think the Harlem Shake actually would be fine.
I mean, we could bring it back.
It would be fine.
We could get a good one going on the main stage.
Okay, sure, keep going. Sorry. Yeah.
I think a good rule of thumb is that if you've seen a brand jump in on it, you should already be like yellow light. Not saying you have to be the first, but if you are already seeing the brands, like capital T, capital B, the brands are coming, proceed with caution.
What's a social trend that marketers should dig deeper in on, that they should do more of?
Yeah. Listening.
Okay.
Hootsuite just acquired a company called Talkwalker, and it's like a really powerful social listening tool. And the social listening has always been like a best practice, but with the tech that you can have behind it now, with the AI power behind it now, you can be finding those moments and those conversations and that data, with a really light level of effort. And that's what's going to help you like know when to jump in, know when not to, all that good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's one emerging trend or tool on social media that you think marketers need to master?
Oh, I mean, I would say listening again. Like, that's number one. But really, content creation as a whole. Not that you have to be shiny and perfect. But, you know, get a good camera. Get a good mic. Get a good iPhone. Like, you really don't need much. That's, but you got to step your game up. And you have to make the content that looks like the content on social. So not the content that you're putting on your website. Don't just use social as like the dumping ground for your campaign content.
Don't just dump on social.
You can't just dump on social. But you still have to invest in creating content for social. So not talking about the quality necessarily, but the time and energy it takes to understand what social, like what's the vibe?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of time and effort. So you got to invest in that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Based on your work with Hootsuite Academy, what's the secret sauce to creating educational content that not only informs, but also engages and inspires?
That's good. That's what our session was all about yesterday, was really like customer education and how it can have a full funnel influence on the business. And when we talked about content, something I brought up that I also feel passionate and loud about is taking cues from social. Because I don't know about you, but I will watch a tutorial or a educational video on TikTok about anything.
Like anything?
Anything. Yeah. Like, I find myself watching things and I'm like, why am I watching wood carving? Like, something I'll never do in my life. But if the content is engaging enough, I'm going to sit through it. So how can you bring elements of whatever that little magic is and bring it into your like true proper product or industry education and just get people to hang on a little bit more? Because no one wants to sit through like a boring training course.
What advice would you give to brands trying to make it more engaging or trying to like find personality?
Oh, I mean, you have to just swing. You got to take a big swing. Like, all these like tiny little iterations that we like to make, these like, we're going to tiny little A/B test. And it's like, no, let's just radically change it up and see what happens. Like, I know like the guardians of the brand have a hard time with that, but social is the perfect testing ground for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your social voice can be radically different than the rest of your corporate identity, and that's okay. So what a great testing ground. And then you can find those elements of personality that work and see if they work in other channels, see if they work in your email, see if they work in your webinars and so on.
Cool. That's awesome. Okay. We're going to go to wild card questions.
Okay.
We're going to do date, marry, kill with social media platforms.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
Date, marry, kill.
I'm going to get into trouble.
You'll be fine.
For this.
I
love them all.
TikTok, YouTube, Instagram.
I would marry TikTok in a heartbeat. Yeah, it's my favorite. I even forget the other two that you said.
YouTube and Instagram.
Oh, gosh.
So you have to kill one of them.
I got
to
kill one of them, yeah. Oh, no. I thought this was going to be easy. I think I have to kill YouTube? I think I have to kill YouTube because I'm a parent and it ruins my life.
Okay, that's a good reason. And okay, you'll date Instagram then. That's fantastic.
I'll give them a shot.
Okay. Yeah. What's a movie you could watch again and again?
I have no memory, so every time I watch a movie, it's as if I'm watching it for the first time.
So what do you watch over and over?
Yeah, right?
Is there anything? What's your Gladiator?
Honestly, it's Empire Records.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, wow, okay.
Dating ourselves big time, but I recently found the VHS deep down.
Don't tell
in
me
my
you
storage.
Watched it on a VHS.
No, I didn't, okay. But I.
Ooh, you bought it online after seeing the VHS.
Me to stream it.
Yeah.
But I realized how much dialogue I still had, like, locked
away.
Oh,
really? Yeah, that's awesome.
Next Manning Day.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I Just Want to Love You by Jay-Z.
Nice. What's your dream job other than your current one?
Oh, great question. I want to be a chalkboard artist. You know, like the really nice chalkboards in cafes?
Yeah.
I could do that. Drink specials, I could do that.
That's incredible. Yeah. You know, you got to aspire to something.
Yes, thank you.
That's great. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where can people connect with you to learn more?
LinkedIn, probably the best place.
Perfect.
Just Sarah Dolly.
Yeah. Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.